Hello, and welcome to another edition of Forrester's CXCast. Each week, we speak with an analyst from the customer experience team about their research or discuss a customer experience topic in the news. Along with my co-host, analyst Deanna Laufer, my name is Sam Stern. You will hear both of our voices each week. Welcome, everyone, to today's CXCast. Deanna Laufer, my co-host, and me, Sam Stern, are here with you, and we are joined by our colleague, senior analyst Rick Parrish. Hello, Rick.
Hey, everybody.
And we wanted to talk to you today about your new report, Executive Q&A on Federal Chief Customer Officers. And the subtitle, which I think fleshes that out a little bit more and is helpful for our audience, is what they do and how they can help your agency achieve its goals. And the they there being chief customer officers. Rick, we have a few questions we'd love to ask you about this report, which is structured as a Q&A. So if you like the question and answer format of our podcast, you'll love Rick's report with the same format. So first, tell us, can you tell us how a chief customer officer helps an agency achieve its mission?
Absolutely. Sure. A chief customer officer is a senior executive who leads CX efforts across an entire enterprise. And in fact, a chief customer officer, or CCO, is the only senior leader whose primary goal is to represent the interests of the customer. Other senior folks may think about customers from time to time, if you're lucky, but a CCO is the only person whose job it is to do that full time. So really, a CCO, if given the right authority, the right budget, and the right staff, can really coordinate an entire federal agency to help it become customer-centric.
All right. That sounds like quite a task in front of these federal chief customer officers. Can you tell us which agencies have chief customer officers today, and if it's relevant, how, you know, any differences between how their positions are structured?
Sure, absolutely. Right now, there are four federal agencies with chief customer officers. There's the General Services Administration, GSA. There's Federal Student Aid, that's under the Department of Education. There's the Export-Import Bank. And just in January, the Department of Veterans Affairs became the fourth agency with a chief customer officer. And they're all structured along similar lines. There are plenty of differences, but I think the similarities are more instructive. They're all organized on what we call a matrix model. In this matrix model, the CCO has a small team, relatively modest budget, and direct control over very few enterprise-wide activities, mostly just, say, a voice of the customer program, one or two channels or touch points. But the CCO in each of these agencies really does most of his or her work through dotted line relationships with other offices throughout the agency in a cooperative basis. GSA is really the best exemplar of this model. GSA's chief customer officer has a team of five CX experts and a modest budget, ownership over GSA's voice of the customer program, and really close partnerships with offices throughout GSA, by which the CCO operates what she calls an adopt and hand back program. Basically, the chief customer officer and different offices throughout GSA agree that the CCO will take temporary control over certain projects that really need a CX boost, fix them up, and then hand them back to the office that usually owns them to be operated with better customer experience. The other thing that all four of these agencies all have in common is that their chief customer officers are at a very high level, which of course reflects the private sector trend we see in chief customer officers as well. All four federal chief customer officers are part of their senior leadership teams, just like 9 out of 10 CCOs of the private sector, by the way. For instance, here, Export-Import Bank CCO, her formal title is Vice President Customer Experience. This puts her on an organizational par with colleagues who head the trade and finance, congressional affairs, and other major operating divisions, which is a very senior position for a CCO to be in. It really gives her a seat at the table when major enterprise-wide decisions are being made.
It's good to clarify that because, at a bank, a VP title is something that wouldn't mean you were that senior in an organization, but sounds like VP still means something in government.
Absolutely.
So, Rick, given the CCO's role in creating customer centricity in an agency, why do only four federal agencies have CCOs right now? Are there objections to creating that type of position?
Sure. As usual, someone is always able to come up with an objection to a good idea. There are usually three objections that I hear. First of all is, well, customer experience is everyone's job, so we don't need a chief customer officer. Well, this might be correct in theory, but in the real world, organizational silos make it really easy for CX to fall through the cracks. In fact, they pretty much ensure that CX will fall through the cracks. In fact, oftentimes, even business units that are focused on improving their own CX may be working at cross purposes to each other. Sometimes you even find managers, senior managers, who want to cooperate across silos, but they find that they have competing demands on their time and resources, plus they lack both the expertise and the cross-functional insight necessary to actually cooperate on CX. To say nothing of the fact that federal agencies have very complex customer experience ecosystems that spread throughout other federal agencies and contractors and state and local governments. Agencies need a senior leader who is responsible for managing the customer experience full-time from the customer's perspective. The second objection I often hear is that, our agency head is ultimately responsible for the customer experience. Well, okay, sure. But by this logic, every agency can do without a CIO or a CFO or any other functional executive. If the agency head is ultimately responsible for staying on budget, who needs a chief financial officer? The reality is, though, that every organization needs senior leaders who focus on specific functions, and the organizational head serves as the ultimate agenda setter and basically the referee among everybody at that second tier. So given that managing a customer experience is just as important as managing technology or managing financial performance, you know, if you're going to have senior executives like a CIO and a CFO, you need a CCO as well. Now, the third counterargument I often hear is that we're a government agency. People are required to interact with us, so we don't need to worry about the customer experience, to which I offer three responses. The first is most federal agencies are required by executive order, that's EO 13571, and the customer service cross-agency priority goal to improve their CX. It's simply mandated. You have to do it. The second reason, which may be a little bit more compelling for some people, is that we actually have great research that shows that even for government agencies, better CX improves customer compliance with agency requests and directives. You give your customers a better experience, they will do what you ask them to do. And of course, if you're a federal agency who needs accurate information from people, who needs people to sign up for things, who needs people to do what you tell them, if that's core to your mission, and it's core to pretty much every agency's mission, better CX will help you improve on that mission performance. It also, better CX also means that people will be more willing to engage with an agency even when they're not required to. And third, our research also shows that poor federal CX actually undermines the political system itself. This is big stuff here. We have data showing that when people get bad customer experiences from the federal government, it actually hurts their pride in the country and their optimism for the country's future itself. And I can't think of any reasons more important than that for improving the customer experience.
That sounds like pretty good justification for improving the customer experience.
Yeah, those are high stakes for CCOs in government.
So would you recommend that agencies that don't have CCOs right now look into hiring and creating that position?
Absolutely. Every single federal agency needs a chief customer officer. In fact, the bigger the agency, oftentimes the more important it is, because this CCO position was designed for the very problems that federal agencies have with siloed efforts and different programs working at cross purposes to each other with different technologies and different mandates and all of that. Bigger agencies have even more disjointed, more mismanaged customer experiences. They also have senior leaders that are further from customers. They don't understand what customers want. They don't understand what goes into creating a customer experience. And even if they wanted to, they're too busy with other things. A CCO can be the person who does that. Also, of course, bigger federal agencies have more diverse customer sets. it's very difficult to understand on a very basic level what they're looking for. Think about the Department of Veterans Affairs. They are responsible for serving every single U.S. veteran, from somebody who served in World War II to somebody just getting back from Afghanistan. The 60,000 veterans who are homeless on any given night to the 150,000 veterans who are incarcerated on any given day. That is a huge and complex customer set. Federal agencies need people whose full-time job is to understand that. But that being said, even small agencies need to think about chief customer offices as well, because oftentimes those agencies that have very tiny customer sets have, in fact, the most demanding customer sets. I'm thinking here, for instance, about things like intelligence and policy support agencies. They may serve only a few dozen senior officials, but those senior officials are very demanding customers and require a finely curated experience. And only a CCO can do the curating necessary to deliver on their demands.
So, Rick, let's say that every agency has read your report or listened to this podcast or both and has it now agrees with you. What skills and experience would you sort of recommend to them to be looking for their new chief customer officers?
The first thing to remember is that the chief customer officer does not need to be a CX expert from the start. Right? They can study the role of what it means to be a CX professional at a strategic level and then hire the staff trained in the various specific CX skills necessary to mount their effort. Right? The most important thing is that a CCO have a proven track record as a cross-functional problem solver, because this person is going to be working across silos every single day. Is going to have to balance all of those different influences and mandates and interests involved. So cross-functional problem solving is key. Also, somebody who either has or can very quickly get a strong understanding of the agency itself and have a high standing among other senior leaders. This CCO is going to be coming into position, going to hit the ground running. They're going to have to be able to sit at that table with other senior people who are going to respect them right from the start. So ideally, a CCO should be a long-time agency careerist with experience in multiple offices, a strong reputation for successful collaboration within that agency. Now, of course, the four federal chief customer officers we have now were all actually brought in from the private sector, and they're doing a good job. The thing to remember here, though, is that sometimes agencies talk to me about bringing someone in from the private sector because they want to make a big splash. And that's fine, but agencies that want to hire from the private sector need to remember they need to hire workhorses, not show horses. Right? A big name might create a big headline for the moment, might create some excitement briefly, but these initial advantages won't compensate for a CCO who can't do the job.
Great. Well, thank you, Rick, for joining us, and thank you, listeners, for listening to the latest CX Cast. We will post a link in the show notes and in the blog post where we host this episode of the podcast to Rick's executive Q&A report on federal chief customer officers. And bye for now.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this week's CX Cast. We'll post links to the reports we mention in the blog post where we host the podcast and in the show notes for the podcast itself. For questions or suggestions, please contact Kurt Nichols, that's C-N-I-C-H-O-L-S at Forrester.com. And remember, your customer's perception is your CX reality.